This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken just wrapped up his latest visit to China. At one point, he warned bluntly that if China does not end its support for Russia's defense industrial sector, the U.S. would act to stop it. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Blinken stressed that the U.S. has serious and growing concerns with China's policies and practices on the local, regional, and global stages. And he said the U.S. would not back down.
We also discussed a range of regional and global crises where China can play a constructive role. I encourage China to use its influence to discourage Iran and its proxies from expanding the conflict in the Middle East and to press Pyongyang to end its dangerous behavior and engage in dialogue.
On several occasions, he slammed Chinese overproduction of electric vehicles that threatened to have detrimental effects on U.S. and European automakers and complained that China was not doing enough to stop the production and export of synthetic opioid precursors. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's 30 years since apartheid ended. South Africa's celebrations are set against growing discontent. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has more.
President Cyril Ramaphosa shared a message of unity.
As we celebrate today, we recall and honor all those who fought for justice, for peace, for freedom in our land.
But the celebration stands against a backdrop of growing discontent of the current government. In the week leading up to the anniversary, South Africans voiced their concerns, saying that while 1994 was a landmark moment, it's now overshadowed by joblessness, violent crime, corruption, and a near collapse of basic services like electricity and water. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Anti-war protesters dig in as some schools close encampments after reports of anti-Semitic activity. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Police in riot gear cleared an encampment at Northeastern University in Boston Saturday. Officials say about 100 protesters who would not leave were arrested. The school says the demonstration had become infiltrated by professional organizers and anti-Semitic slurs were used. Encampment representative Alex, a fourth-year student, disputes that.
Counter-protesters expressing Zionist and hate speech sentiments tried to instigate people to engage in confrontation and spread further hate speech. And we have video evidence.
Campus encampments across the country say they are drawing attention to the war in Gaza.
It's amazing that so many campuses are in solidarity, and the resounding message has been, this is not about us, this is about the genocide.
I'm Julie Walker.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have claimed shooting down another of the U.S. military's MQ-9 Reaper drones. They aired footage Saturday of parts that corresponded to known pieces of the unmanned aircraft. The Houthis said they shot down the Predator with a surface-to-air missile. The U.S. military acknowledged to the Associated Press that, quote, a U.S. Air Force MQ-9 drone crashed in Yemen. It said an investigation is underway. Residents of a village in Kenya are trying to come to terms with their loss after a truck carrying a group of people overturned in a swollen river on Friday. Trevor Coral from Reuters reports.
A large group of people boarded a truck in hopes of being ferried across a swollen river in Makueni on Friday. As it moved across the river, the truck was suddenly overwhelmed by the powerful currents. People fell into the water as it tipped over and were carried away as onlookers rushed to the riverbank. James Mutuku was an eyewitness and is a relative of one of the victims. There were two trucks. I was in the one that went ahead, he says. Our truck crossed without any issues, and once we got to the other side of the river, we heard screams. Some survivors were pulled out, but several bodies have been recovered downriver. The exact number of casualties remains unclear.
Trevor Coral from Reuters. Several German parties have kicked off their campaigns for the election of the European Parliament in June with a focus on issues such as the war in Ukraine and many European voters' support for far-right nationalist parties across the continent. German Chancellor Scholz's center-left Social Democrats, or SPD, launched their official campaign for the June 9th EU election with a rally Saturday in Hamburg, Scholz's longtime home city. The far-right Alternative for Germany party also officially kicked off its campaign. The Christian Social Union, the smaller Bavaria-only party in Germany's main conservative opposition bloc, also held a convention ahead of the election. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.